Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship. It's the Insperity Small Business Championship. And it's all about golf and small business and the charities that benefit from this tournament. But we're talking other things right now. That just happens to be the venue where I'm broadcasting from. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. You can find the things that he and I have already talked about in the last several months on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's mine. I hope you check it out. We update it every day. It's a 14-year-old website. This month, that website is 14 years old. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find your book.
You can find it at most places books are sold, including the online outlets, Amazon.com and so forth. And you can find out anything about the book and other aspects of my practice at readyfounder.com.
Readyfounder.com. Check it out, folks. It's a good one. If you've got a person in your life who either has started a business or thinks they want to, buy John's book and give it to him. It'll be a great gift. Hey, John, we're talking about some of the reasons why people go into business and what they need to know. I know you've got another example that I want you to give us, but before we do, I just want to point out something we were talking about the pros and the cons. If you don't know what you're doing, but you know you want to start a small business because you need to make a living, or you just can't work for somebody else, you think, well, those pros and cons are pretty obvious. Number one, you don't know what you're doing. That's the con. The pro is you might actually pull it off. But you know, John, if you're all squared away and you know what you're doing and you've done a lot of research and you planned it, et cetera, that's the pro. The con might be that you wait too long to pull the trigger. You get rigid. You get analysis paralysis, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we've talked before about how important it is to put something out there that people can actually buy and you can test in the marketplace as soon as possible.
Right.
Or as soon as
and the
reasonable.
point though is that, folks, it doesn't matter why you make this decision. You have to understand it. And that's what John's trying to help us with. You got to understand
right.
why you're doing this so you can address the positives and the negatives. Now give us that other example.
Well, you know, one classic example is many entrepreneurs are fairly independent, autonomous types. You know, they have an independent streak. They want to do their own thing, be their own boss, and that tends to drive a lot of people to start a business. And a couple of issues with that. One is, you know, research confirms that businesses started by two or more people succeed at higher rates, and there's a reason for that. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses, right? And
right.
So the more you can find people to complement your weaknesses, the better. But the other issue, and this is a big surprise to many business owners, is that there really is no such thing, as you and I have talked about, no such thing as being your own boss.
that may be the biggest myth of business ownership, that you'll be your own boss.
Maybe close to it is the one about, you know, I want to start a lifestyle business and not work weekends. But, you know,
that's
you
pretty
need,
funny.
you know. As you've said about your own startup and business experience, you know, I have a board of directors. They live in my house. I'm married to one of them. As one of my colleagues likes to say, don't think you're not going to be going on job interviews, because every client you go meet or every customer you're trying to recruit, you're interviewing with them, and you rely on them. And that's not a bad thing. Of course, you know, hopefully there are more and more of those as your business grows.
The main thing to realize, though, and as we talked about it, you and I've talked about this off air, is the big shock, folks, is that you won't, you know, you left a job where you had one boss. If you start a business, you're going to have 5 bosses, 10 bosses, 100 bosses, 500 bosses.
Exactly.
And that's everybody else. The biggest shock for me, John, was when I learned that I actually work for my employees. They don't work for me.
Right. Yeah. Say more about that.
Well, what do you mean? You just realize that you know, you think your employees do your bidding. Well, you know, the truth is, if they're doing their job and if the organization is working right, you actually wind up serving them. I have projects in my company where they're the boss and I'm their employee in a way, because I have to give them stuff.
Well, it's one of the most it's one of the things that keeps founders up at night that I hear again and again and experience myself, which is the feeling that others are counting on you.
Yeah.
And you know, the sense of responsibility that comes with the freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Wrap it up for us. We got about 30 minutes. I mean 30
seconds. I was just gonna say one other reason that I find to be really the most compelling if I'm, you know, being asked to invest in a company. And that is these founders who start businesses because of a market opportunity that was right in front of them. You know, so a very quick example, there are a couple of guys who started a company called Drive Savers, which is who you call if your computer crashes. They worked for a company that sold hard drives in California 20 years ago, and that business went out of business. And they were going to start a seafood business, but they started getting calls from all their former customers. Said, "Rescue me, my drive just crashed."
Right.
That was a human need that they began to meet, and now it's a $20 million company.
Those are the best businesses. Don't have a solution looking for a problem. Find a problem and create the solution.
Absolutely.
ReadyFounder.com, right, John?
Yes, sir.
That's the book. That's the website. The book is 6 Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury is our guest. John, thanks for being here. See you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.